Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Coastal Championship Wrestling, from around the entire wrestling world, we're going to talk to him right now, the one and only Gangrel. Hello, sir. How you doing?
Man, fanging and banging 24-7. What's going on, guys?
Well, it's good to have you here. Thanks for joining us. Right off the top, Coastal Championship Wrestling, we just want to get this first plug out of the way. You guys do have tapings coming up May 27th, May 28th. At the CCW Arena in Pompano Beach, Florida. Get your tickets over at CoastalChampionshipWrestlingFL.com. Did I get it right?
Yeah, sort of, yes.
Okay. What I do wrong?
I might have a Coastal shirt on because I had to go do some. I didn't get in until 4 in the morning, so you got to forgive me that I was up at 5:30 running errands. And it's hectic, man. Like I said, it's 24-7, but there are tapings. It is at Coastal's venue, but It's a different brand. It's Championship Wrestling from Florida, the old CWF. So with Kevin Sullivan heavily involved and bringing back that retro feel and the old Florida style of wrestling and stuff like that. So it's a very exciting weekend. Tough weekend to do it on Memorial Day weekend. I would love more myself to be at the beach as a vampire. I'm a tanpire. But I took this weekend off to work on this project. So we're going to be there this weekend. We got two tapings, one at 6 on Saturday, one at 4 o'clock on Sunday. But I'm very excited about it, being a Florida guy growing up here in South Florida, born and raised. And so growing up and watching Championship Wrestling from Florida, I'm very, very excited about this project.
So I guess right off the bat, then, I should ask, what made this the right time to do Championship Wrestling from Florida content and bring stuff like that back to the masses?
I don't know if anything is ever the right time. It's just how it falls into place. You know what I mean? You know, you see an opportunity, you seize it. You know, I think maybe we rushed it or we're jumping on it. I think we should have maybe had a little bit more of our ducks in a row personally. Probably the office guys are probably going, what the hell is he saying on here? But because, you know, when you do everything and you got to, in this day and age, Coastal, CCW runs so many shows. They run like 150 shows. You start getting spread thin. And you're not trying to use cross talent. You're not trying to cross talent, but to have a large amount of fly-ins gets very expensive. So it stresses the budget. So I think long-term it kind of hurts the content of the show. Like when you're on a little bit of a limit of who you can bring in and can't bring in and stuff like that. So I would have liked to have stretched it out a little longer and had some more ducks in the row. But is there ever really a right time? You just got to go for it, man. You're either all in or you're all out. That's all I know.
Tell us about the vibe of the show, because the promoter Nilo was mentioning looking for kind of a throwback vibe. Dan Lambert's involved as well, and you know, kind of bringing back sort of the territory days. So, what can you tell us about the overall vibe of the show?
Very excited about Kevin being involved. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin is writing the show. It's Kevin. So, and a lot of people ask me, what's going to make this different than CCW? Well, what's going to make a difference is Kevin writing it. It's not Nellio or his booking staff writing Coastal Championship Wrestling and stuff like that. So, and what's exciting for me about it is I'm learning from Kevin. I'm learning how to, I'm learning how he put things together, how he views things and his mindset and wins and whys and all that. So that's a very exciting time for me as just a person that loves professional wrestling and being in it 37 years. I learn every day. So every minute I spend with Kevin, I'm learning. Dan Lambert is amazing. I believe he gets overlooked and stuff. Sometimes his promos, he's just out there speaking the truth and stuff like that. But he is such a historian on Championship Wrestling from Florida. He is so passionate about it. So I think that's going to be very cool to bring him in on that. We need more people with that kind of passion. Running a wrestling training facility, I wish everybody had the knowledge of professional wrestling like Dan Lambert does when they walk in there. I don't care if they're Haiti. If they're hating on it, they're mad and they're cussing, but they're watching it and they have a knowledge and history of professional wrestling. And that's missing so much nowadays in wrestling. Now, people think I get down on all the big moves and this and this and that. I'm not at all. If you go back and watch my earlier stuff, you'll see me doing silly things like jumping off the top of a pole across the guardrails and stuff, thinking that's what I had to do. But I love all that. But I think you need that history of professional wrestling, and then I wish everybody had the knowledge of all the past and all the wrestlers that they. And that's what Kevin's there, and then with Dan with his fandom, you know, his knowledge from being a fan of it is going to add a lot to it too. And I'm just really looking forward to it. I think that's what's going to be different. It'll be retro. You can't create anything new. The only thing new is what's been forgotten. But I think you can rewind things back and then sprinkle in some of the modern in it and do it. I'm just a little worried, you know, that it's rushed. I'm worried that it's rushed. I really am. They'll kill me for saying that. But that's truly my biggest fear is it's rushed a little bit. Like, because there was no right time to seize it. Things just fell into place right now. And they said, all right, we either go for it now or we don't. And we went for it. So, I'm excited. It's like Pandora's box. I don't know what's going to open, what's going to come out of it, how it's going to go. The whole world may crap on it on Monday morning. I don't know. But I know that I'm truly passionate about it. I know Kevin is, and I know Kevin's really worried that his name's on that. And he doesn't want people looking at him going, oh, he's lost it, or he's out of his mind, or what is Kevin thinking, or something like that. Truly, truly so brilliant. And I'm learning so much from him to carry on, because I believe wrestling goes in cycles as well. And I think it'll go back to some of the storytelling and you know, characters and getting things across and just learning so much. It's just a learning experience for me. I feel like a guy that just went back to the school again. I have this passion, and it's on for the whole other side of wrestling. It's not the in the ring, but it's just the wins and whys. That I didn't know that I just did naturally. A lot of it, I just fell naturally. But I think if I would have had this knowledge as I went into WWF at the time or the tail end of territories, if I could have had this stuff I'm learning now, it would have been a lot different path. But I'm grateful for everything and the journey. The journey is the jewel. And I love it, and I'm very excited.
So I got a bit of a two-part question, because you're talking about training and we're talking about throwing it back a little bit. My first question is, since you're the head trainer at Coastal Championship Wrestling, what's the first thing that you tell students who come in looking to train under Gangrel?
The first thing is I tell them to leave. Ron, this is not for you. I mean, you know, I'll ask him constantly weeks. Is this a hobby or is this something you want to do? If it's a hobby, tell me it's a hobby. Cause you know, I'm not going to like waste my time or the class's time. If it's a hobby, I'll train you well enough to get through. But if you're passionate about it and you want to train, I'm going to come at you 100% and then some to try to get you in the right place. Cause I truly believe footwork is so important. You know, when I train young ladies and gentlemen, I would spend, if I could, I know it's about faster pace now in this society, generation, everything has to happen, like bing, 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 kind of like CWF is, but I would spend 3 weeks on the floor alone with them, just walking through footwork and learning to roll out there on the floor before they ever get into a 16-foot ring. Then I would teach them the moves from like headlocks, wing locks, top wrist lock, double leg, single leg, double wrist lock takeover, all these moves that don't involve ropes or anything. And then when they could tell me a story in that 16-foot ring in the center without breaking contact for 20 minutes, I move them into an 18-foot ring. And then I add ropes, tackles, and other things in. So, you know, that first 3 to 5 months, I would spend on footwork and bumps and rolls, you know. But it's a lot faster pace now. But I tell them to get out the door when they first come in. I say, get out of here. It's not for you. And but they stay. And I'm very blessed to have students that actually care. I tell them to watch more wrestling. I try to give them a quick, I try to feel them out on their history of wrestling, what they know and how far back they've been watching it. But unfortunately, I could say 90% or 80% of the people that walk through the door haven't watched anything from the 80s or the 90s or even possibly in 2000. You know, it's kind of sad. But hopefully it can turn that around. We do a lot of history.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I sent them out. Last week's homework was they had to come in and give me matches from 80 to 82. I didn't care where, what era, or what if it was All Japan Women or if it was Mid-South or Middle East, whatever. They had to go watch matches. So I try to keep a lot of that history in there, which goes back to the stuff that is really cool that I'm learning from Kevin, you know.
And that kind of brings me to my follow-up is you're working with a lot of up-and-coming talent, both in training and also in the ring live in front of fans. What stands out in today's crop versus when you were coming up and you were getting started in wrestling or just making your name?
What do you mean? What stands out? Like
what stands out of like today's crop of talent? What's different? What's standing out differently?
I blame. This is gonna sound negative, but I blame video games and movies. So what stands out is the guy will come in at 150 pounds and thinks he could take out 10 310-pound 6'5" guys. You know, so it's more acrobatic. They're more. I always say, think, shoot, but work, right? It's got to be believable. So if you're 5'10 and I'm 6'4 and I want to walk through the door and you're telling me not to go, am I really going to walk around you or am I going to move you? You know, I want them to be believable and think, shoot, but work, you know. And this generation, it's more acrobatic and it's more video game set. So they come in there, you gotta kind of we do that, but you don't want to crap on that because that's things evolve and that's kind of where it's at. But you want to be able to guide them and then give them enough history, give them enough foundation and understanding to when and where to put these things so they can still do these great, amazing athletic things, but put them in the right places at the right time, not running across the ring like a herd of cattle here running from a UFO to run back over here, you know, just to catch somebody from the top rope to understand why you're doing that move, when to do that move, and where and how to get there safely with the less foot movements and stuff like that, where everything, you know, I teach them constantly. I say slow is smooth is fast, you know. It's not a race out there. It's just being in the right place at the right time, having confidence and trusting yourself and trust your gut. If it doesn't feel right and it feels off, more than likely it is, you know.
So who are some people that you've trained either now, recently, or in the past that stand out to you of like, all right, this guy or girl has it and should probably be on television sooner rather than later?
Jacob Fatu, I trained. But he's doing this thing out there, Jacob Fatu. Rusev Miro, I trained with him. So they're out there. We got guys coming up in the school now here. Personally, in my set right now in my circle, there'll be one to watch out for called Damian Fenrir. Dan Lambert will be working with him. There's a French trio gentleman from Haiti named Lakai, who's tremendous. If he just gets the right opportunity, the right place to do something. There's Ruth DJ. There's Matodi, another Bulgarian. I got another Bulgarian named, they call him Meto, but his name is Matodi. I don't know if he won't be doing Championship Wrestling Florida, but he's heavily involved in CCW. He's another one coming up. He was like one that first joined. He came in from Bulgaria. He washed dishes. He went to the wrong city. He went to Pensacola. Up in South Florida, he went to Pensacola. He didn't realize it. Like, he just went to Florida. Dude, I'm like 8 hours or 12 hours away from there. So he ended up working little jobs. He got down there. His first month in wrestling, he ended up with blood on his brain from holding his breath. I kept telling him to quit. Get out of here. It's not for you. Go back to Bulgaria. You know, save your heartache. But, man, if he's not going to be another success story, I truly believe he'll end up on TV sooner than later too. He's gonna follow in the footsteps of Miro. Hopefully he stays a little bit more focused in Miro. But Tony's a great kid. So yeah, there's a few of them coming up. Ruthie J's another girl. She's done some darks. There's a lot of talent coming out of there, and they'll be coming up soon.
I'm a big ECW fan from back in the day.
Oh yeah.
You had some time in ECW, and I don't think many people realize that, including a match you tagged against the Steiner brothers. Can you talk about working with the Steiners? And also, if you've got ECW stories, I will sit here for days and listen.
Well, ECW, I can tell you, this was the first time I walked in and seen them openly snorting cocaine and taking acid before the matches. I was like, ah! But I should have known that, being with Luna. Working there, and that was the mindset in that place, insanity. ECW was, I kind of just fell into it. Me and Luna are at a weird spot in our relationship. We're kind of back. I think it was more of a rib. I truly feel like they believe me and bring me in to rib me or something. I go in there, I work Hack Myers, have a fun match, Hack Myers, who passed away. I had a match with him, and then they had me do this match with Dreamer immediately back to back. But it went well. It was one of those all over the place matches. So I thought that would be it. But then they brought me in, and they were say you gotta work the signers, and I got along great with the signers, so they would go, hey, make it look good. I think they want us to rough you up. They would say weird things like that. I go, what the heck is going on? So I always got the vibe that I was being ribbed there, but I never was, because like nothing ever happened. So it was just, I was just like weird throwaway matches. And eventually I just drifted out of there, and me and Luna separated for a while, and that was it. So I wasn't there very long. I mean, I probably did, I don't know, probably 10, no more than 15 matches there. You know, a lot of it was when I came into Florida, but I think it was just throwing me in there. I say ribbing, but it wasn't ribbing. I don't know what it was. It was just, I loved it. I love that style. I'm great with that style. There's no thinking to it. You just go out there, feel the crowd, and I say fight, but wrestle, do whatever feels natural and safely and put it in things. But it was a fun time, and it was a brief and a short time. But I do love ECW. I'm with you. I think there's a time and place for everything, and I think that was the right place and time for that, and it's amazing. I love going back to 2300 Arena. I'll be back there in July. So always a good vibe in there. Nothing but good memories. Even the short, brief time that could look on, if I dug deep into it, I probably could turn it negative in some way, but it was all good times, you know.
You remain active on the independent scene. You recently wrestled Josh Bishop, who we had on the show and talked about that match. You wrestled Orange Cassidy a couple years ago. Like, what was that match like? Share the ring with him.
Josh has curly hair, a big blonde, like a little.
Yes.
He's cool.
He hits hard. Did he hit you hard?
No, he didn't. I think he was working extra light, because I said, if you hit me hard, because Kurt Hawkins, Brian Myers told me, hey, he's a big stiffy. So I said, hey, before the thing goes, and I guess Brian was winding him up. So he came in there working extra light. Then he realized probably that I'm the stiff one. I'm in the one pounding on people.
What was it like?
Hockey goes, hello, stiffy.
What was the match with Orange Cassidy like, sharing the ring with him? Because he's on an incredible run right now with AEW.
It was weird because I had a lot of older guys come to me. This is like, he had just signed, but I don't think they've done anything yet. When I had that match, I might have been on a joint Game Changer show, maybe. I'm not sure. It was somewhere
else. Yeah, it was BLP Game Changer 2 Cups stuff. Yeah. I think it was Mania weekend before AEW like had their first show.
Yeah, and I think we were going to the ring. Like, I looked out there, and all the older guys were calling me up. You're going to have to kill this kid, you know. Like some of the older guys, I'm not going to mention their names, but they were shitting on him. Like, hey, he's taking the piss on wrestling, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't know. You know, because as they're telling me this, I don't think they stop and think about the characters I've done. I was the Blackheart, so I was the Bastard Son of Stu Hart with the black mask. And then I wrestled as a vampire, so I'm like... I'm sure those guys, when I was coming in 87, 88, 90, and all that, were going, what is this kid doing? You know, same thing they're probably saying about Orange Cassidy. They're saying about me wrestling with fans, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know. Let me hear it out and get there. So I start watching the show. I look out there. A fella, I don't know, it might have been G-Raver. I don't know who it was. Fell from the ceiling, about ripped his arm off, and was bleeding all over the place. There was blood everywhere, glass. And I come back, and I could tell Orange Cassidy was really nervous to kind of try to explain his character to me, but I knew it already. And I knew that I'd been on shows with him before he was doing the Orange Cassidy thing, so I knew he was a hell of a worker. But he was nervous. He goes, what do you want to do? I go, I want to do exactly the stuff you do, because there's nothing else we could do after everything that's happened out there. There's blood, guts, dives. They have seen everything but comedy, you know? So that was the only approach to go that made sense. And I went out there, and I'm not against trying any new things and stuff like that. And it turned out it worked. It was for that crowd, that building, and it worked for that set. So I think he's a great guy. I talked to him and saying, how long do you think, you know, my biggest concern when I was talking to him after that match, as he's going to AEW, how long could he do that character or make that type of character work? How much long longevity is in being like the Sloth, you know, whatever the deal is, One Cool Summer, whatever, where you just, you know, wearing backpacks and kicking people, you know, how long do you think you could do that before it gets old? And he's doing it a lot longer than I thought he could. He said he was going to hopefully transition out of it, but I don't think he's had to. I think it's still getting over, and people are buying it, and happy for him.
Can you talk to me about Vigo?
Which Vigo? I'll be After Dark?
Yeah, let's talk about the After Dark. I saw that you're going to be the star of that movie, and there's a few other wrestlers that are notable in this feature. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, so it's a vampire movie, of course. It only makes sense that be my first role would be in a B-horror movie, vampire. So it's kind of like the Sin Bodhi's in it, Paul London's in it. It's like the Lost Boys meet Interview with a Vampire, basically. So Viggo is a Venture clan, which I wrestle with Gangrel. Gangrel was a clan. There'd be like another clan would be Brujas. So it's not like it's the type of vampire you are. It's kind of like a family name, like Heath is a family name or whatever your last name would be. So more of a proper like 18th century vampire or something like that with the puffy shirt, because that's why I got put into that spot. And Sin Bodhi, he's opposite as a vampire, but he's a Bruja. He's opening a nightclub. He's trying to mingle with humans and make vampires cool and relevant. And what I much wanted to do in WWE is the vampire character. And I want to keep it dark, secret. You know, I got my group of vampires eating rats, and I'm keeping them, you know, I'm kayfabing them everything. I'm keeping them in the dark about everything, so to speak. But I'm in the next room killing hookers, prostitutes, and whatever, homeless people. You know, I'm dining on blood, feasting, and this and that. So basically, it's just a struggle of vampires coming up and an old school vampire trying to keep a rein on some stuff on the old school one, and then ends up in a big fight scene towards the end. And I don't want to tell you everything, but yeah, so it's basically the Lost Boys meet Interview with a Vampire. It's fun. That's a four bar horror movie shot. Like, I did all my stuff in like less than 4 days, which he was cramming it in there, but my schedule was so crazy. I'm so blessed. I still wrestle Friday, Saturday, Sundays. I'm training Monday through Thursday, and then squeeze the stuff like the movie in and stuff like that. So I'm very blessed, and I love professional wrestling, and I owe it everything. It saved my life, and it's still saving my life, and I'm just grateful. But that movie was something new. It was fun. I've done acting. I've done stuff like Cougar Town. Little bits and pieces here and there, but that was cool to do that. I kind of felt like I got the fever for the flavor, but I'm so busy that I didn't chase that that flavor, you know. But I feel like, yeah, I would like to try to do another horror movie. I want to call with Tom Devlin. I want to get with him and pitch one I got. Maybe I'll invest my own money in and do my own kind of project with him on something else. But we'll see how that goes. But I did get the fever for it, fever for the flavor.
One person that a lot of people have asked about, she made her debut last year at AEW Double or Nothing 2022, and you helped train her, Paige Van Zandt. Hasn't been seen since then. Has she been training or anything like that with you?
You haven't seen her, and I haven't seen her. I think she broke her foot or something. So she did that. She did that match, whatever it was. I believe I was there that weekend because I did something with the Young Bucks, I believe, out in Vegas. And for AEW, but came home. She said she was going to come review the match, and then I didn't see her. I haven't seen her, and like a week ago, she wrote me saying she wanted to come back and start training, but I haven't heard back from her. So I said, I'm here. I've been here the whole time. She had a lot of potential. She seemed to like it. She picked it up naturally, but I don't know what happened to her. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's a crazy world. They make so much money on these OnlyFans and this now. And I feel like they just. They're going to cash in on all that instead of get out there and grind. I have no idea. I really don't know. But she did write me saying she wanted to come back and train. And I could tell you she had a lot of potential. And I think if she would have trained steady at it, like you do anything in life, that she could have been very successful at it.
You have been at this for so long. You're in your 50s now. You're approaching your mid-50s. There are two other names that you face in WCW that are also in that ballpark, and that's Chris Jericho, Rey Mysterio, both active wrestlers. One, working with them back in those days, what was it like? And B, what's the secret to being so active and still with it in your 50s as a professional wrestler?
Yeah, I'm 54 going on 55, so I'm not sure how old Jericho is, Rey. But Rey, he's amazingly – I don't know how he's doing it, the abuse he takes, you know, because he was a smaller guy and he gets throw it all over the place. Jericho – He always he works smart, you know. He did big moves, but he did them in the right places at the right time. But the secret to it, what I believe the secret to everything is rust never sleeps, you know. A rolling stone gathers no moss. Like, if you just keep going, when you start changing, oh, I'm going to start cheesing my bumps and lean them a little bit this way. Bumps are longevity. Clean bumps, I teach that in classes. If you bump right, you do all your landings and you roll and you fall, you do all that correctly, you'll be here 38 years later telling somebody else how to do that, you know, because you're going to take care of your body. So clean bumps, you know, not anything reckless. You know, they say you have a bump card. You can only take so many. But I believe if you take clean ones and you take them properly and you're trained properly, you're going to have long longevity. It's the ones when you let the other person kind of take you out of your rhythm where they're picking you up for something. Those are the ones where they go kind of wrong, you know, where they have more power over your control. And that's the ones that hurt you and stuff like that. But I think it's just staying active. I've seen guys say they were retiring or whatever, they're going to stop wrestling. 3 months later, I wouldn't recognize them. You know, you quit trying to stay current. You stop with silly stuff like trying to keep your hair the right color. You start blowing the gym off a day here, a day there. That becomes like a week here, a week there. You start going, what does it matter if I eat Chinese food 3 times a week instead of just one as a cheat meal? You know, little things like that. And then your body is not active either. You're not on the grind. It's programmed. And it says, hey, this guy's not abusing me. He's not running. I'm going to start healing myself. So little things that have been out for like 30 years are trying to naturally work yourself back in where they belong. And then the pain kicks in, your arthritis kicks in and stuff like that. So I believe if you're active and it's not bothering you, you're able to bump still, bump clean, bump frequently, but smart, and just keep moving, man. Keep moving. Cause I mean, when you stop, it's all going to catch up to you. So, and it'll all end soon enough, you know. You can't cheat time. So just enjoy it right up to the end.
We have a super chat from Demolition Worm. Says, "Yo, Gangrel, how is Morbius in real life? Are y'all Morbin? I will ask, have you seen this film, Morbius, with Jared Leto?"
No, I haven't seen it yet. It keeps popping up, but I just haven't had the time to sit down and watch a 2-hour movie.
Fair enough. I've not seen it. I've heard things about it. I feel like you maybe should have been contacted about this when it comes to vampires and everything, but maybe the sequel, hopefully the sequel.
I have to check it out. I won't have any time this weekend, but I will make time. I have so much wrestling on my DVR that I can't even catch up. I'm glad they're not asking any current wrestling questions. I'd be like, dude, I don't even know, man. I have to listen to your guys' stuff here and there, or somebody else's, just to catch up on the brief stuff. And then we go on, is that BS or is that legit? All right, that makes sense to me. I don't have time to even watch all the wrestling shows. I have to cheat and listen to the quick news sites and everything else.
Hey, there's a lot out there, a lot of wrestling out there. Just this weekend alone, there's about 13 hours of wrestling this entire weekend.
Guys talking about TNA and this and that earlier. I'm like, man, I have TNA recorded too. I haven't even watched that. And I have I train Jay Vidal. He's there. Like, I don't know if you see so I assume he's doing well there. I mean, he's a manager / he's getting some matches, but I need to watch, because he always asks me, "Did you see my stuff, mijo?" I'm like, "No."
Well, he just did a bunch of stuff to set up his he's managing Giselle Shaw, but he was basically representing Giselle in the build up to the match against Trinity that's airing tonight. So yeah. He's definitely getting some spotlight, and that's good news. And this match is, he's doing better. He's doing great.
He's really he's young. If he puts a little bit more size on, you know, I think he could break out of that spot and become a star. He really can, you know. Super.
I have a couple quick hitter questions for you. The first one is, do you prefer fanging or banging?
Prefer them both, 24/7, fanging and banging.
You knew that was the answer, Jeremy. You knew.
I was trying to see if there was a favorite there of the fanging or the banging.
With me, you can't fang out banging. You can't banging, so it's just fanging and banging.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Another one. Your Twitter handle is Gangrel13. There is another famous person who has a 13 in their Twitter handle. It is Taylor Swift13. Do you think she is paying tribute to you with her Twitter handle?
No, I'm not paying tribute to T-Swizzle either, but I do like her. And I just heard that the other day that 13 was her lucky number. And I went, oh, that's so cool.
Okay, well, now I got to ask, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song?
You're going to kill me, but it's Shake It Off.
Oh, I'm not going to kill you at all. Are you kidding me? That's my karaoke song right there. That's a banger right there. No, that's such an easy headline. Gangrel's favorite Taylor Swift song, Shake It Off. Thank you for the Taylor Swift content. Always love that.
Awesome.
That's all I've got. Jeremy, are you good? Are you satisfied?
Yes. Anything else that we need to touch on that we may have missed, Gangrel?
No, everything's good. thank you for covering that. Championship Wrestling from Florida this weekend. I'm out there. I'd like to say thank you to all the fans personally, because I do this all the time, because I can't do what I love without them. I can't do what I love without you guys keeping wrestling current and in the homes of everybody too, and in their mindsets and stuff like that. So thank you to everybody, the whole crazy wheel of professional wrestling, the fans, the shows, the news sites, the podcasts. Thank you to everybody for just allowing me to be able to do what I love and keep fanging and banging. You know.
Well, there you go. We got it. Once again, Kevin Sullivan at the creative helm this weekend. Championship Wrestling from Florida returns. It's going to be taped on May 27th, 28th. That's this Saturday and Sunday if you're watching us live at CCW Reno in Pompano Beach, Florida. Tickets are available at CoastalChampionshipWrestlingFL.com. This time I think I got it right, did I?
Tremendous.
Wonderful.
I have no idea. I don't even know.
It's fine.
And share. Retweet and share. I don't handle any of that stuff.
Totally fine.
As I go, oh man, it's a day before the show. So I went on there. You'll see I had like a lot of quick shares all of a sudden. I'm like, I better share this. I'm part in this stuff here.
Gangrel, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. We appreciate the conversation.
All right, guys. Have a tremendous weekend.
Thank you. You too. Good luck with everything this weekend, Gangrel.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.